Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 479 of Ask Pat. So stoked that you're with me today. We have a great question from Reen. But before we get to Reen's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor. This company has created something awesome. This company is called Mile IQ. There's an app, and it allows you to record. It does so automatically. Your road trips. And what I mean is, you know, it keeps track of your miles so that you can then write those things off. So every drive that you do, it automatically knows when you go on a drive, where you go, and how many miles you've gone. And then after those trips, and you can do this in batches maybe once a week. And I do this every Sunday. I go into Mile IQ and I swipe to the left when it's a business related drive, and I swipe to the right for it's personal. And then at the end of the year, I'm able to calculate how many miles I've driven. So then I can write that off. And it actually calculates how many miles you can write off too. So check this out. The average Mile IQ user logs $547 a month in drives. So that's over $6,000 a year in miles that you could be claiming. 5-star rating on iTunes and Google Play. You got to check it out. So all you have to do is text Pat, that's P-A-T, to the following number, 31996. Text Pat to that number to start your 40-drive free trial. You get 40 drives for free. Create an account this week and you'll get 20% off an annual plan. Check it out. Standard messaging and data rates apply, all that good stuff. Check it out. Now here's today's question from Reen.
Hi, Pat. My name is Reen. I am the host of the PM Chats podcast at pmchats.com. I am a huge fan of yours, and I just listened to your podcast episode 177 on Periscope with Chris Ducker. And my question is, how did you record that interview and stream it over Periscope at the same time? For example, did you have Chris calling in via Skype where you recorded the podcast and then point your mobile device at your computer screen to make it available over Periscope? How do you record that podcast, conduct the interview, and stream it over Periscope at the same time? Thanks for all of your hard work and inspiration. You've helped me in more ways than you would ever know. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Reen, thank you so much for the question, and I sincerely appreciate your comments. I mean, that's why I do what I do, to hear comments like that. So I appreciate it, and I hope I can help you out with my answer to this question too. So how did I conduct a live Periscope and stream that with Chris Ducker while simultaneously recording that podcast too? Well, you nailed it. I recorded it over Skype. I had Skype open. I was having a conversation with Chris and recording it using Call Recorder for Mac. You could also use Pamela for Skype if you are on a PC too. Either way. And I just had Periscope open live, and I had my not my headphones in because people needed to hear Chris, and so that was unplugged, and you could hear everything, and everything recorded just fine. Skype and Call Recorder for Mac records that in the background, so that podcast is recording, and I'm just having a live conversation with Chris right there. And I had the iPhone far away, but I had a lens on it. It was my my Olo lens, O-L-L-O, and it was the wide-angle view so that you could also see me and Chris at the same time while listening too. Now, I also had a tool that I use, a microphone actually by Rode called the Smart Lav. Actually, if you wanted to get my equipment that I use for Periscope, all you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/periscopegear. And you'll see all these things I'm mentioning, the Olo clip and the tripod I used, and also this mic. It's called a Rode SmartLav, and it literally plugs into your headphone jack, and it becomes a microphone. And it's a small little lapel mic, and I had that placed near my computer so that people over Periscope could hear me because my voice was kind of headed that direction toward that Rode SmartLav, but also the sound coming out of my computer was going in there too. And of course, the podcast was recording like normal because Chris is recording on his end, or Chris is speaking on his end on Skype, and I'm speaking on my end too. And of course, we had the video open so people could see both of us at the same time. Now, he did the same thing on his end too, so we were actually both recording Periscope, or both doing a live stream on Periscope. I was just recording the podcast. Now, I'm not exactly sure if Chris recorded as a backup too. I typically, if I know the person and I'm comfortable asking, whenever I conduct a podcast interview, I ask the other person if they wouldn't mind to record on their end too. And that's actually paid off a couple times because for whatever reason, my quality is bad or I selected the wrong input. Sometimes I've had it where, oh man, one time I recorded an entire interview where the input was not my good microphone like I'm speaking in right now. It was my Logitech camera. So my HD camera that's sitting on top of my desk, and that sound just obviously isn't going to be good. And so I had to re-record just my questions and take out the bad ones and put in the good ones. And it was difficult. It took a couple hours to redo it. I'm kind of going on a tangent here, but this is just a crazy story. It took a couple hours to do. And the hard part about it was there were times during that interview where I had to react and laugh or act surprised, and I had to do that in a re-recording to then insert those into the podcast later. It was terrible. Anyway, getting off topic here, like I said. Now, there's another website out there that allows you to do live streams that allows you to also record that MP3 at the same time. Also, it allows you to record up to four people simultaneously, and this is called Blab. Some of you might have heard this. Blab.im, I think, is the URL. Let me check. Yep, Blab, watch live conversation. So yeah, you can set up a conversation with four people. It actually gives you an MP3 file that you can then put to wherever you want it to go. I'm not exactly sure how the quality is, but it just makes that more convenient. I'm not a big fan of Blab. For one, I just think the name is terrible. I hope they change their name. But also, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of cool features, but it's a little overwhelming. And that's why I love Periscope. It's very simple, easy to use. And, you know, when I'm not sick, I'm on Periscope. So that's that. So, Reen, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. And again, thank you for your support. I'm going to send you an AskPat t-shirt because you're awesome and because your question was featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask her right there on that page. Just hit the record button. Doesn't matter how great your mic is, just hit record as long as I could hear you. It's my job to sound good, your job to ask questions. The show wouldn't exist without you. So again, thank you so much. I also want to thank today's second sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. If you are a solopreneur even if you have a number of employees already, if you are looking to add more people into your business, into your team, ZipRecruiter.com is a fantastic tool for doing this because they do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. In one place on ZipRecruiter.com, you can enter the description for the type of person you're looking for, the role you're trying to fill, and they will send that out to over 100 different job sites for you. And they will also filter and find the best candidates, and then you just work through ZipRecruiter to find the right people for your business. So, I mean, hiring is such a hard, long process, and ZipRecruiter is a great tool that you can use to help you through that. So again, check it out, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, free for you to use. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Thank you so much for listening in today. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Warren Bennis. He said, "Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality." The capacity to do that. Do it. You've all got the capacity. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then.
So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.